Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 298 for Monday, March 9th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, seeing a short covering bounce after last week's sharp declines. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $7 higher, May up $6.60 at $457.30 per ton. Traders were also covering their positions ahead of the USDA's monthly supply and demand report, set to be released on Tuesday, March 10th at 11 o'clock Central Time. Some spillover support also came from the advances seen in Chicago soybean and European rapeseed futures. Worries about road bans slowing Canadian canola movement and the need to build weather premiums into values ahead of the growing season were also bullish. Activity was on the light side, which helped to exaggerate the upward price movement. However, spillover pressure from the decline seen in Chicago soy oil values limited the gains, as did a slightly firmer tone in the Canadian dollar. The very large global oilseed supply situation and ideas that the market's technical bias has shifted to the downside were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly in the green on Monday. Soybean futures were stronger, trading anywhere from 6 to 9 cents stronger, May up 8 and a quarter cents at $9.93 and a quarter cents per bushel. Ideas that last week's losses were overdone helped to lift prices, as did worries about flooding harming soybean production in Argentina. Spillover support from the gains seen in soy meal added to the bullish tone, as did concerns about a possible port strike in Brazil. However, good weather for South America's soybean crop and the large global oilseed supply situation limited the upside. Corn futures were firmer following the advances seen in soybeans and wheat. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 4 cents higher, May up 2.5 cents at $3.88.5 a bushel. Short covering ahead of Tuesday's USDA supply and demand report added to the bullish tone, as traders expect the USDA to lower domestic ending stocks. Steady export and domestic demand also underpinned values. Wheat prices were up sharply, underpinned by short covering on recent losses and ahead of Tuesday's monthly USDA report. Values were 8 to 9 cents higher, the May contract up 7.5 cents at $4.90 a bushel. Further support came from weakness in the U.S. dollar index, as it makes U.S. wheat more attractive to foreign buyers. Signs of steady demand for U.S. wheat from domestic end users added to the bullish tone. However, the large global supply situation continued to overhang the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.